The space density of Intermediate Redshift, Extremely Compact, Massive Starburst Galaxies, by Kelly E. Whalen et al. We present a measurement of the intrinsic space density of Intermediate Redshift, Z approximately 0.5, Massive, M approximately 10 to the power of 11 M Sun, Compact, Re approximately 100% Starburst, Sigma SFR approximately 1000 M Sun YR minus 1 kilopercent minus 1, galaxies with tidal features indicative of them having undergone recent major mergers. A subset of them host kiloparsec scale, greater than 1000 km S1 outflows and have little indication of AGN activity, suggesting that extreme star formation can be a primary driver of large-scale feedback. The aim for this paper is to calculate their space density so we can place them in a better cosmological context. We do this by empirically modeling the stellar populations of massive, compact starburst galaxies. We determine the average timescale for which galaxies that have recently undergone an extreme nuclear starburst would be targeted and included in our spectroscopically selected sample. We find that massive, compact starburst galaxies targeted by our criteria would be selectable for approximately 148 carat plus 27 minus 24 mega years and have an intrinsic space density NCS approximately 1.1 carat plus 0.5 to 0.3 times 10 to the power of minus 6 MPC3. This space density is broadly consistent with our Z approximately 0.5 compact starbursts being the most extremely compact and star-forming low redshift analogs of the compact star-forming galaxies in the early universe, as well as them being the progenitors to a fraction of intermediate redshift post-starburst and compact quiescent galaxies. This was the space density of intermediate redshift, extremely compact, massive starburst galaxies, by Kelly E. Whalen et al.